All right. In the interest of time, and I know there's the threat of maybe more weather on the way, we want to be cognizant of all of that. Thank you for everybody for being here this afternoon. Thank you to our team for making this happen and arranging all of this today. It is an exciting and, quite frankly, a historic day for Jenny Stewart Health in a lot of ways, especially for our orthopedic team, who we're going to get to and mention in just a few moments. But we're going to get right to the chase. And so I'd like to introduce our president and CEO of Jenny Stewart Health, Mr. Eric Lee, who's going to share some comments, and then we'll get to the star of today's show. Mr. Lee.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for your attendance this afternoon. This is an exciting day for us. Jenny Stewart Health made a big commitment to an investment in the ROSA robot technology in 2021. And our orthopedic crew's adoption of this technology and introduction of its capabilities has just been phenomenal. We're really proud of the impact we're having on our patients' lives and the care that they receive through this technology since we introduced this service line in 2021. I would like to ask our providers, because we've got a great group of providers up here, and as we end the real technical components of our presentation today that Dr. Robb is going to provide, I would like for each of them to come up and introduce themselves to you, because we've got some faces up here that some of you are obviously going to be very familiar with, but we've got some folks that are new to the community, that are new to our service line, and I want to give them an opportunity to just share a little bit about their background and what they do. But I think most everybody in our community is aware that Dr. David Beal joined us in the late 1990s and really was the impetus to help us start and grow a real first-class, professional, modern-day orthopedic program at Jenny Stewart Health. And his involvement has been absolutely passionate and hands-on since the day he rolled back into this community. That he's been a big part of his whole life. And it was just a few years after that Dr. Rudy Robb joined us in the very early 2000s, followed by Tim Chang, and then, of course, Dr. Landon Hall's our newest. But we've got Miles up here. I want an opportunity for our providers to come up and introduce themselves to you at the end of our program today. But a big focus for us through the years has not just been about how do we get great providers to join our orthopedic group, but how do we leverage the capabilities of those providers to really impact not just Hopkinsville, not just the residents of Christian County, but truly impact the lives of our families in northern Montgomery County, northern northwest Tennessee, southwest Kentucky. And this group has a 75-100 mile impact and reach throughout our service area that is truly to be envied. And we're so excited with the caliber of our providers, what we bring in terms of technology to the operating rooms, and bringing the latest in technology like the ROSA robot. It's a product manufactured by Zimmer, one of the top orthopedic suppliers in the United States and the world. And we were a leader in Kentucky in bringing this technology to Hopkinsville. But Dr. Robb's going to come out and talk about a new aspect of this technology that's going to allow Jenny Stewart not to just be on the leading edge of technology, but we're actually going to be the first facility in Kentucky and the first group of providers in Kentucky offering this new level of technique and precision surgery to our patients in our service area. So we're extremely excited about that, and we appreciate your attendance at this unveiling today. And with that, I'm going to ask Dr. Rudy Robb to come up and share a little bit about this new ROSA robot technology and how our providers are going to use this in our orthopedics clinic.
Yeah, so thanks, Eric, and I definitely agree and echo that. I mean, I'm privileged and blessed to have started here after David got things going here a few years ago. It's been, can't believe it's been 18 years now since I joined him, but anyway, just we've really enjoyed a great partnership with Jenny Stewart over the years, where Jenny Stewart's invested just, you know, a ton of resources to allow us to do great things here in Hopkinsville and in the area. And this is just, you know, an example of it. I mean, there's all sorts of other stuff we could talk about as well, but, you know, joint replacement has been really helpful for many years. I mean, it's one of the best things we can offer to our patients when they have the problem of arthritis and knee replacement specifically. There's been a lot of advancements, and it's been just over a year ago that we started doing the ROSA robotic knee replacement, and that's really just a huge advancement in the technology, and it allows us to offer the patients an opportunity to have a better knee replacement quicker than they did before, with an easier recovery time, just because of the way we're able to put the parts in more precisely and allow the patients a better balanced knee sooner than they would have had before. And that technology is huge, and really it's amazing how the community's adopted it, our patients have adopted it, and really had great benefit from it. And that was a huge investment and a leap of faith, Jenny Stewart, because we were one of the first ones around to do it, and it's amazing how, you know, it's been super successful. We've even had the opportunity to teach up to right here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, not Nashville, not Evansville, right here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. We've had an opportunity to teach other surgeons how to do this and go out into their communities and do it as well. And so that's been, you know, a really great thing. So I think ROSA robotic knee is a huge advancement, and that's a great thing. And then what we're adding today, what we're talking about today, is this Persona IQ. Another word is another way to describe it is a smart knee. And I've got an example of it right here. So I don't know if you can see, but we've got other pictures and media and stuff of it. But this is the tibial component of a knee replacement. And this is the part that sits on the top of the shin bone here. And the standard part of the knee replacement is this top part of this T shape here. And this is what we use during a knee replacement. This is, the part that goes on the top of the shin bone. And very often, for some reasons, we may have to add an extension to that. And you can kind of see that here. What the Persona IQ does is it adds a sensor to the bottom of that. And this is what we call the smart knee or Persona IQ. And this sensor has a gyroscope and an oscilloscope in there. And what it does is it allows great accurate information, counting steps, walking speed, gait pattern. And that information then is uploaded to the cloud through a HIPAA compliant system. And then the patient can see that information, we can see that information, and it allows us to partner with our patients in the rehab in a way we've never been able to do before. We can see on our side how the patient is progressing, the kind of steps they're taking. We can see their pattern of steps, how much they're walking, and we can see the progression there. And if that progression is going as expected, that's great, you know, and we see the patients back in follow-up. But if we see that progression stop and go the wrong way, it allows us to intervene and say, hey, how's everything going? You know, maybe come on back sooner than the regularly scheduled appointment or something of that nature. And so it really helps us to be more involved and partnered with our patients in a real-time way. And so we're really excited to offer this. And again, Jenny Stewart is right there on the cutting edge. And from what I understand, I think we're in the first ones in the state to do this robotic smart knee. And so, again, just kind of like when we started ROSA, it's amazing that we're on the cutting edge of this right here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. And so I think that's a great thing. But, you know, as well as this, I just want to mention, too, you know, another investment that Jenny Stewart has made is Dr. Hall coming here last year. He joined us, and his specialty is joint replacement, and particularly complex joint replacement. Or when someone has maybe had a joint replacement for 15 or 20 years and it needs to be redone, those are more complex situations. And as long as I've been here, we've had to send those folks to someone else, you know, to Nashville, Tennessee. The patient has had to go there, to Evansville or Paducah or somewhere. And now with Dr. Hall here, those patients are able to stay right here. So he's been able to expand, you know, what we've been able to offer here. And so that's just another example in a person form of all the investments Jenny Stewart's made. So thank you, guys. Introduce a couple other folks here. And just in order of how we're lined up, Dr. Tim Chang, he joined us, 8 years ago when he got out of the military. And Dr. Beal, of course, who started this whole thing with Eric Lee many years ago. Miles Durham, physician assistant that works with us. Dr. Hall, who I just mentioned, Scott Joelman, who's joining us as he's getting out of the military, and Ken Parker, who's there from the beginning. And so this is, it's amazing, right? Again, right here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 7 orthopedic providers. I mean, that's pretty awesome. So again, just a great investment that we're happy that Jenny Stewart has made, and we've been very excited about that.
And Dr. Robb, if you would share, when is this first procedure going to be performed?
Actually, we did two of these today. So two of the patients today are the first folks that have had this placed, and we don't yet have an opportunity to have data. Some of the stuff's got to be uploaded. So it takes a little bit to gather the data. It will be gathered on a real live basis, but it takes a little bit to get the modem set up in the house. But yeah, two patients already have this in from here today. So. All right, Dr. Chang. I'll introduce folks up here, Dr. Chang.
Hi everybody, I'm Timothy Chang. As you can see, I'm the shortest of the group. And I retired in the Army since 2014 and been serving in the military for the past 20 years. And I joined this group for almost more than 8 years now. It's my privilege and honor to serve this community and will continue to do so. And so without further ado, and I will let the next slide.
So I'm David Beal. I'm the old guy in the bunch. So I came back here in 1999. I was by myself, so I was just one. And I'm blessed and thankful to have all these guys working with me and have support of the hospital. When I first got here, my OR day I was given was Monday because we wanted to get our patients home by the weekend, our joint replacement patients. Well, now we're at about a 75% rate for same-day discharge, which the robot helps us put the parts in a little more accurately. We don't have to do as much soft tissue releasing. Our patients are more comfortable. So about 75% of our knee and hip replacement patients now are going home the same day. I would kind of drug my feet a little bit with the robot. I'm kind of a natural skeptic, but having an opportunity to see it work and kind of see how it helped our patients, my own experience, I think it's a great adjunct and a really neat trick. We've had it for what, a year now, I guess. You know how many have we done, Daniel? Do you know?
450.
Yeah. So we've put in about 450 knees using the robot. I've seen results in my patients in the clinic. I think it has real improvement with our patients. And now we've started with the smart knee, and we'll kind of see how that goes. But yeah, I'm happy to be here. Obviously, this is my hometown, and to have these guys and to work with great people in our OR. Our Zimmer guys have helped us a great bit. So we're excited about moving forward, and obviously happy to have Landon here too. So we think this is going to continue to be a great thing, and we're excited about the future of orthopedics in Hopkinsville. So appreciate it, guys.
Hi guys, Landon Hall. I apologize for the hat. I have surgery here, so you want the hat on. But like Dr. Robb and Bill were saying, I'm adult reconstruction fellowship trained. So my specialty is the hip and knee, but more the primaries, but also the complexities, the complications. So I enjoy and have a passion in taking care of those patients that sometimes end up in Nashville or some of the bigger cities. I've had a unique experience. I kind of, the time frame grew up with the robots. So the first robotic total knees in the U.S. were done in 2016, and that's when I was starting my training. So my entire training was with the robots. So it's been awesome to see from a surgical standpoint how far they've come in that time frame, but also the research side of it. I've been part of some of that as well. So really seeing how much of a difference it makes on the front and the back side has been impressive. And the PIQ is just one more component of that I think is going to have a big impact in the years to come. So it's awesome that we've had the opportunity to be the first ones in Kentucky and to keep moving forward with the technology. And I'm thankful to be here and be part of this crew. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dr. Hall. And I'll tell you, we're excited to have this young man join the great team of orthopedic surgeons that we have. You can only imagine the pride we have with the size orthopedic group. that we have in a community the size of Hopkinsville. We are truly a regional referral center for patients all over this area, as I stated previously. And we've got a fantastic group, and we're really proud. I do want our other providers to come up and introduce themselves. These guys, if you guys out there are like me and my family, so many times your interaction with the folks at this clinic involve our PAs. I mean, we are constantly interacting with these folks on pre-surgical, post-surgical basis. If you call and say, hey, my kid's got something going on, not sure what it is, Ken will get you in, Miles will get you in. These guys are absolutely vital to the efficient, effective operation of our clinic. And I want these guys to come up and introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about what they do. But we're excited to have them as part of our orthopedic team. Miles, go ahead.
My name is Miles Durham. I started working here in 2016 from Madisonville, Kentucky, so I consider myself a local guy. And over the last 7 years of being here, I'm really, really excited about where this group is from an orthopedic standpoint. I've said it countless times, and I really believe this. I don't think this community or this region realizes what they have in these four surgeons. And it's a pretty special group, and I'm just ultimately blessed to be here and thankful that these guys give me a shot and able to serve this community. So.
Thank you all for coming. I'm Ken Parker. I've been here with Dr. Beal, and I started back in 03 together. And we started this on a handshake, and I was on the sidelines of a football game, and he was on the sidelines of a football game. I said, need some help? He was like, sure. So we shook hands, and that was a long time ago. And a lot of things have changed since then. You know, Miles was a student with us as a high school kid, so that just means that we're getting really old. But I think that the older we get, the more we enjoy doing knee replacements. I think that's our favorite operation to do now. And it's I've seen this, you know, from the 90s to now, this operation has changed immensely. We used to leave these people in the hospital for a week, but now we're getting them out same day, like Dr. Beal said, and I would just echo everything they said, and it's a pleasure to be here, and it's fun going to work every day when you work with guys you like, and Daniel Mays and the guys at Zimmer are a big part of this as well, so we greatly appreciate you all coming. Thank you.
Hello, Scott Drummond. I'm one of the newest PAs to the team. So I'll be fully joining here in a couple weeks, recently retiring from the military. So I'm excited to be part of a team that has such a large impact on the community. So I look forward to the time.
Not only is it great to get a fantastic veteran to join your team upon the completion of their service, but to get somebody of Scott's character and capabilities. Our team's really excited about that, and we're really proud, continue to be proud of the great group that Dr. Beal has put together through the years. So with that, Mr. Young, is there anything else? Brandy, you want to come up and say anything? Beth? Sabrina, anybody want to add anything? I was teasing Diana about this being her show, and she's just mum over there. But we would like to take questions from the media. If there are any questions, our providers will be available to answer questions. But again, thank you for your attendance this afternoon. We know it's a kind of a chaotic day weather-wise, and we appreciate our media partners being here to celebrate this with us. And this is an exciting achievement for Jenny Stewart Health, and we're proud to share this moment with you today. So our providers will be up here for questions and answers, and we'll hang around for a few minutes to make sure that we're available. But thank you all for your attendance today. Any other announcements, Chris? All right, very good. Thank you guys so much.